Eastview Patriots in the building. Coach Jerry Fikoch, one of the greatest coaches to enter the Austin area in quite some time, and a man that is not as scared to play some sophomores. And on the phone, I got one of those sophomores that broke out this year, Eastview lineman number 77, Austin Kane. Austin, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Appreciate you for having me, Snoop.
Yeah. Okay, Austin, let's talk about before your super sophomore year. I know you were out there, but do you remember last spring camp I came out to? And Coach Fikoch is like, don't shoot no video because of COVID.
Yeah, but, I remember that.
It's a lot of different times. Can you kind of talk about just like the differences in camp this year, you know, compared to last year?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten used to the COVID protocols and all that. You know, social distancing and everything was crazy. But, you know, this year, it's just everything's so used to how it's been. So now everything's back to normal practically. I mean, we're just playing football and having fun out there.
Yeah, and I know, like, and Coach Fikoch likes to play you guys on both sides of the ball. But I still want to talk about last year a little bit because, after all, it was a historic program. I mean, not even the Eastview great teams with, like, Apollos Hester accomplished what y'all did. And going as deep in the playoffs as you did, three rounds deep, did you guys think that was possible going into last season?
Oh, yeah, we definitely thought it was possible. We knew we had the talent on offense and defense, and, you know, we have great coaches. And I think the biggest thing that took us that far is that we all had the same goal, and we all pushed for that goal. Surely we wanted to go farther, but that was a great run for us.
All right, Austin Kane, lineman for the Eastview Patriots on the phone, number 77. Okay, can you tell me, Austin, about the lines for Eastview? Because I know, like, when people are going to talk about Eastview, they're automatically going to talk about Peyton Adams. You know, if Tyreek stays, I don't know if he's moved to Cali yet or not, or if he still is, but they'll talk about him. Tell us about the line for Eastview, because we all know that's really where it starts.
Yeah. So, we had four guys graduate from the offensive line last year, four starters. So, you know, it's me. And we have two returning guys who are backups that will be starting in the offensive line. We have a new center, Chris McCravey, and we have a new right tackle, Davis Jones. And we're all clicking right now, and we're building up our team chemistry, and it's looking nice.
Now, when you talk about the defensive side of the ball on the line, you talk about DJ Perez, who's you know, in the same grade as you. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, they push us every practice, you know. We push them, they push us. They make us as good as we are. We make them as good as they are. They go 100% for us, and then those guys are not thanked enough for doing what they do.
Yeah. Now, man, I so bad want to see y'all play Georgetown. I know that's not going to happen, but, I mean, maybe by the time you're a senior, I mean, it's possible y'all get back shuffled into the same district. But does that rivalry still push you guys, even though you aren't playing each other? I mean, does it still mean something what the guys across the street, quote unquote, are doing?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, you know, that's, we have respect for Georgetown because they're a great program, yes. They're a great school. But it felt good knowing that we made a longer run than they did, even though they've always kind of had us in the past. It feels good to kind of even it up, you know.
Yeah. Oh man, I wish I would play this year. Oh. All right. Austin Kane, number 77, class of 2023, Eastview Patriots. Okay, can you kind of talk about Coach Fikoch and what he means as a coach? And now, year three for him, but it seems like the whole program is his personality now.
Yeah, he's built the program up. It wasn't really where it needed to be. He came in, he changes the culture, he pushes guys that wasn't harder than they need to go, and he has everything in line. Our biggest thing is that he wants to build champions on and off the field, make us great young. And just make us great football players and just great people in general.
Yeah. All right. And Coach Fikoch, he's a great guy. He actually hooked me up with a white Eastview hat. I don't even know if anybody ever even has that. And I rocked it on Fox 7, so I'm repping for EV. And really, for real, I was big upping Eastview before y'all made the run. I thought that this was a year that y'all really broke out, and you even impressed me. So I just want to congratulate you. I want to ask you about Cole Smith, who's been a three-year starter for Eastview, and, of course, he just signed to go on to college. What did you learn from him as your senior, you know, leader? And, what did you learn from Cole, who goes down as an Eastview GOAT on the line?
He taught me a lot. I think the biggest thing he taught me is no matter what happens on one play, you can always hold your head higher and make it happen better on the next play. You know, never be set on one play. And that dude worked harder than anybody I know, you know. every practice. He taught you how to be a leader. He taught you how to be a great football player.
Well, Austin Kane, you are the next Cole Smith. I'm a firm believer in that. I want to wish you the best of luck. You got a lot behind you. I know you got a young line, but you got to get them young boys up on your level. But we appreciate you joining the show tonight. And before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-out my family, shout-out my coaches, my players, and shout-out my community.
All right, Austin Kane, 77, Eastview Patriots. When is the spring scrimmage for y'all?
I think that's good. I think that's around May 20th.
May 20th, okay. We got to get our new reporter, Hanstein, out there. She's ready to roll, so we just got to get her going. Austin, I appreciate you being on the show. Good luck, and we'll see you spring game, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, Flex ATX, Austin Kane, number 77, Eastview Patriots, one of the rising stars, super sophomore last year. Again, Eastview going three rounds deep in the playoffs. And I brought up the name Apollos Hester, which a lot of people might know from they had us in the first half, I'm not going to lie. But that Eastview team was excellent. I'm like doing two things at one time. Hold on, Cody. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, because he said he changed the culture at Eastview, Jared Fikach, and I'm sure he did, but I do want to shout out Robert Davies, who was the head football coach there and was really the only Eastview head football coach there from the beginning of the program's, initiation. He did a great job. He had his son, AJ, come through the program, who was an outstanding player. His daughter, Ashlyn, was a great iReporter. So shout out to Coach Davies and Coach Dean, who have all really had a hand in molding Eastview and getting them to this point. But I really believe Jared Fikach, he is taking it to the next level. Not that Coach Davies wasn't doing an outstanding job. I digress. Flex ATX, it's a flex. Snoop Daniel, solo tonight because my man Zach Lucero recovering from his second shot, and that's all good. Let's go to the phone. State final swag right here. Number one on the phone, Cody Marshall, Cedar Park, Black Rain Defense. Cody, I appreciate you joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Cody, you are one of the most lit players on the mixtape every week. So I just want to go ahead and say thank you for that, because you bring the energy in the show. Can you kind of talk about what last year meant for you? Because I think I heard your name, but I mean, how you performed, I think it was a breakout, a pleasant surprise for everyone. What did last year mean for you?
Yeah, I was one of the couple of juniors that were starting last year, and I think it meant a lot for all of us to get that bond. I wasn't expected to start at the beginning of the year, but I stepped up and took over the role and just, performed to my best abilities, and, I created a big bond with that senior group, and I'm going to miss them, but we're ready for next year.
Okay, now, when you talk about being one of the only juniors back, Keith, kind of tell us about the other defensive backfields like Putney, et cetera. They're going to help form that Black Rain defense in the defensive backfield this year.
Yes, sir. Michael Putney is actually a really good corner. Yes. He's probably one of the best technical corners I've seen in my life. And, we got some other guys stepping up for us this year, Luke Kaharski and Dylan Hufford. And we got another corner coming up, George Wheeler. I think he's going to do really good this year for us. And I'm really excited to see what we can do in that backfield this year,
Yeah, and you talk about, and I think one of the reasons Coach Absek was able to trust you was because of your friendship and rapport with the older guys, with 120-yard landlord, with Wiz and Hunter. Can you kind of talk about what the class of 21 taught you?
I didn't really know most of them at the beginning of the year, but they're all super accepting and really nice guys. And Blake, me and Blake barely knew each other when the football season started, but we grew a really close bond. And that 1-2, what it do, yeah. It just came together. Perfect. It was like it meant to happen.
Yeah, 1-2, what it do. All right, by the way, Cody Marshall on the phone, Cedar Park Timberwolves. I know, Cody, y'all have had the first spring game. Tell us how that went.
It actually went pretty good, honestly. We were hitting out there, and offense is looking good. Pell back there at quarterback, looking good out there. And got some receivers stepping up. Grouillon making some plays back there, and the defense is looking real nice.
Grouillon. Oh, that's the other thing, because if anybody's going to know about the receivers, it's going to be you. And I got to say, Cedar Park, they were senior heavy. I mean, Hestera came back from Oregon to ball out, and then I don't even know how Ryder had enough balls to throw around to get Gunner and J Cam and Hestera and Preston and everybody who was just going the heck off. But tell us about the new wave of Cedar Park receivers, because somebody's going to be catching passes. But who?
Yeah, we got the Hunter Luke. A lot of people know about him. He's a dog. He's real good at the out there, been making some crazy plays out there. We got Nick Gruyan. He's a big, big receiver for us. You know, he's going to go up there and jump with those big kids.
Track athlete.
And so, and we got another slot, Houston Molinaro. He's a real quick guy for us. He's going to be making a lot of plays for us. He played a little bit at running back this year, but he's going to step up and make some plays for us this year.
I forgot about Houston. Yeah, because everybody scored for Cedar Park. So, I mean, if they got a touch, I'll probably sign in a mixtape. Well, Cody, I appreciate you, man. I just wanted to bring you on real quick, shout you out for being so dope on the mixtapes and really, you know, spreading the culture. And before we let you go, are you shouting out to anybody tonight?
Shout out Coach Bam, you know, shout out to Bam fam, shout out Black Rain, and shout out all my boys on the team. Yes, sir.
Hey, who wearing two next year? Do you know?
We got Kevin Adams wearing two next
year. Oh, what? He changing the two?
Yes, sir.
Bro, we got to get you on offense, man. We got to tell Coach Abshak to get you a play on offense. It's going to happen next year, I know.
Let him know.
That's lit. Hey, Cody Marshall, my bro, Black Rain, number one, Cedar Park Timberwolves. Cody, thank you, bro.
Thank you for having me.
All right, it's a flex. Time is 7:48. Quick break. We'll be back.
The triple option.
Jared Stroud. He's a...
Okay, Flex ATX. Time is 7:52. Live No Memorex. May 6, 2021. Rest in peace to Jake Ellinger. All right, so it looks like Georgetown, actually Dripping Springs, tried to cause some trouble in the bottom of the first inning. Georgetown, Dripping Springs, UIL 5A playoffs. Game one of a three-game series. The Tigers wind up getting two on with just one out. Georgetown winds up making them strand the runners. And now we're at the bottom of the second inning here. Still scoreless as we check in on the game. Georgetown Dripping Springs, courtesy of SHN Sports. Playoff action right here on the hole. All right, Flex ATX. Snoop Daniel holding it down solo today. Zach Lucero will be back next Thursday, May 6th. 8 o'clock is the time. Live No Memorex. We'll get you back to action of Dripping Springs versus Georgetown shortly. Just a quick update. Westwood taking on Bowie tonight by district round of the 6A UIL playoffs. 5-3 is your score. A lot of runs scored in the first couple of innings. Bottom of the second there. Our man Donald J. Boyles is out there covering, so we'll keep you posted on that game. Also looking for the score for Hendrickson versus Crockett. Those two teams have started their three-game series tonight. Still have not seen a score there yet, but I digress. Coming up, got a couple of guests at 8:15. Case Mays of Lake Travis Rugby will be joining the show, number 17. He's the goalie for them. Lake Travis had an up-and-down season this year. We'll talk about it. And at 8:25, my man Drayden Dickman of the Georgetown Eagles. We had somebody represent Eastview in the first hour, Austin Kane. So equal opportunity, G-Town love, EFND. Drayden Dickman, the two super sophomores from the Georgetown area. He'll be on at 8:25 later on tonight. Now, I was talking about the Westwood SQT 7-on-7 tournament. It's going down May 15th, and I did get some early information, and I do want to preface this by saying that this is an unofficial tentative list, but these teams will likely be the 16 teams that are playing in the May 15th Westwood SQT. We'll just go four at a time. And again, these pools are pulled off with four teams in each one, but how I list them off here is not the official pool. So just, again, trying to lay the disclaimer down. The host school, Westwood, Lake Travis, Westlake, and Austin High. And when I think about those four teams, first off with Westwood, we kind of talked about earlier today, RJ Martinez graduating, heading off to Northern Arizona. The incumbent, so to speak, will be a freshman. Well, he'll be a sophomore next year. Owen Norrell. Looks like Norrell, pronounced Norrell. He's a lefty. And again, whenever Coach Wood identifies these youngster signal callers, it is his life's work to develop them. So I think this quarterback is in good hands. They got a couple of weapons on the outside. When you talk about Jaden Weber, I believe they're going to be playing Darian Barnes at running back, who was the breakout at defensive back last year for Westwood. I think you're going to see a lot of players playing both ways for Coach Wood next year, as they'll be a young team. They're going to need to let their better players, you know, hopefully they stay healthy and are able to play that, you know, marathon power runner type of minutes, 48 minutes of football on Friday nights. So Westwood, Lake Travis, Austin High, and LT Westwood. Okay, LT, of course, we know about Bo Edmondson. If you didn't hear his latest offer from Michigan State, the Division I offers are starting to roll in. And we were talking about who is the best Austin area quarterback behind Cade Klubnik of Westlake. And I believe that you almost have to go with Bo Edmondson because no one's getting his types of offers. And in his small sample size of playing, the dude is elite. Now, I guess you could even argue that Drew Dickey for Regents is the second best, the Vanderbilt verbal commit, who will already a state champion, won a state championship with Regents when they beat Dallas Christian last year. That Ben Burkle pick six right before the end of the game to give the Regents Knights a state championship. But yeah, Drew Dickey, you could talk about him too. But so let's just say, just for the sake of saying, that each four teams that I name off are the teams that will be pulled together. Well, in there you would have two Division I bound quarterbacks, including one who's already verbally committed to Clemson. We talked about the freshman for Westwood. What'll be a big reveal for me, and I think for Austin High fans, is who is going to replace Charles Wright at quarterback. You know, Charles has been Coach Mike Rosenthal's starting quarterback since he came into his sophomore year. You know, a lot like Owen Norrell. I'm not saying he's going to be Charles Wright, but it's a similar situation. At Austin High, you lost a guy in Sam Saxton who wound up transferring. You needed a new quarterback. You reached down deep into the freshman class, and you pull out this kid with so much potential and really like the body framework to maybe being an elite quarterback. And Charles Wright has naturally worked his way into being that, and obviously he's on the 40 acres right now. He didn't play in the orange and white game, but he was on the sideline. So who's replacing Charles Wright at quarterback? I don't know. But we'll find out when Westwood SQT goes down on May 15th. They'll be running somebody out there, a quarterback, and we'll be sure to tell you who. All right, talking Westwood SQT, the 16 teams tentatively scheduled to play in the May 15th tournament for a chance to go to College Station at the end of June to play for all the glory in the State 707 tournament. The next four teams, Rouse Raiders, Cedar Ridge Raiders, Del Valle Cardinals, College Station. Now, I'm not really going to talk about College Station, even though the Williamson County Aggie coaches party is tonight. I believe Jimbo Fisher is somewhere in the ATX, and Aggies are, you know, singing hymns or whatnot. So we'll talk about the other three teams, the two Raiders and Rouse and Cedar Ridge and Del Valle. And I'll work it backwards. I'll start with Del Valle. By the way, I am now a Del Valle resident. I live in the 617 or whatever, so I actually got out. I got a chance to go check out Coach Bobby Acosta, the former IMG head coach who took over for Charles Burton, who left that position just months ago to work at Lake Travis. Bobby Acosta, he's already has his hands all over the program. He's so into coaching at Del Valle that he's actually doing PA announcements for the Pee Wee teams. If you want to get involved in a community where you... So, you know, that to me speaks that he is planning on being in Del Valle for a while, if he's trying to get the 8-year-olds to get into the Del Valle culture. So I think he's doing a lot of things right. Their quarterback situation, of course, it's been fluctuating. Tim Caldwell actually transferred from Cedar Creek to play signal caller for Del Valle. They'll wound up running him more at safety, and really, like, Caldwell can play both sides of the ball equally well. But Skylar Hassenflock, and we talked about this, he was a breakout sophomore for the Stony Point Tigers last year, started as a sophomore, he kind of wavered. He had a really, really tough final game of the year against Cedar Ridge, and I think he threw like three picks in 5 minutes. And man, the fans got on him. They put in Ivan Villegas at quarterback. I'm not saying that situation made him leave to go to Del Valle, but I'm sure, you know, as the starting quarterback, you get benched. You might think Villegas has the better shot to start next year. He's attending school at Del Valle. He's a TikTok star, which we aren't going to go down that lane to talk about that element of his life, but Skylar Hassenflock looks the part of a starting quarterback. They're going to need him because there was a mass exodus of talent along with Charles Burton that left Del Valle. And, you know, and it started with Trent Leary going to LBJ. And even though I reached out to Caleb Brown, he did not tell me directly. I haven't gotten official word that Caleb Brown also left Del Valle. He'll play for LBJ. The Gilliam kid is gone as well. Jaden Cofield, the outstanding lineman. You know, they had DeKedrick Stern wind up going to Kansas. And actually, he's on Jayhawks campus now, the senior. The sophomore, Jaden Cofield, is now playing for Manor. So Del Valle is dealing with an exodus of talent, But they do have their baby goat there still. Mr. Braylon James holds an offer from Ohio State. He hadn't played a snap of his junior year. That is how elite this guy is. And I'm telling you, I was talking with Zach the other day. I'm like, okay, when it's all said and done, who do you think is going to be the more electrifying receiver? Caleb Burton from Del Valle or Braylon James from Del Valle? And I think that story is still to be told. Both players are super special. I foresee both of them playing on Sundays one day. But Del Valle will be interesting to watch as the Westwood SQT comes up May 15th. We'll talk about that more here in a moment because we've got to digress, talk a little rugby. But yeah, it's going down May 15th. Again, we've discussed the first, we get 16 total teams. The first four, Westwood, Lake Travis, Westlake, and Austin High. Then Rouse, Cedar Ridge, Del Valle, College Station. I'll talk more about Cedar Ridge and Rouse on the other side, as well as the other eight teams that'll be playing in the Westwood SQT. That's going down May 15th. All right, it's a Flex, FlexATX, Instagram, Twitter, at FLXATX, Snoop Daniel. Y'all know we do all sports. And we've been blowing it up always, football, basketball. We hit it hard with soccer this year. Rugby went big, too. Right now, I got my man Case Mays on the phone for the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Number 17, I appreciate you, fam. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, what's up, Smith? How you doing?
Hey, turn up, man. Hey, I got to say, man, it was an up-and-down season for Lake Travis, but I do want to talk about that spell, like, right in the middle. Y'all had back-to-back home games. Y'all got big wins against Dripping Springs and Allen. Can you kind of talk about when LT had it going right, what made it special?
I mean, just really the team chemistry with each other. We've had a really big time with our offense. It's been all freshmen from 2018, I think so. So on, our offense is all together. They've had a really good chemistry with each other. They've been raw, done their job right. We were really popping off beginning of the season with our matchups, and we kind of just lost that juice. Kind of felt a little burned out throughout the year.
It's all good. No, it had to. I swear, like, it, to me, I felt kids were more into rugby this year than years prior. Can you explain that? Or because I remember, I mean, it was an L to Westlake, but man, the stands were packed.
I'm talking. This is lacrosse.
Which one?
Lacrosse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant lacrosse. I'm sorry. I know. Sorry, I said rugby. I apologize for that. I apologize. Yeah. Lacrosse, yes, that's what I mean. Thank you.
The Westlake, yes. We were really prepared for that. We were talking a lot of smack before the game. Westlake was too. And it really just came down to who wanted it more. And it really showed towards the beginning. It was back and forth. And then Westlake just pulled through with the dub. And I wish we could have had that game back. But I remember seeing you there. Was that your first lacrosse game?
Yeah, it was, bro. It was.
I'm glad that it was our game. Out of all.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, because, like, Riley is Irwin has been, like, my little homie forever. What is it like playing lacrosse with him?
He's a great guy. I mean, I bet you could ask so many of the guys on the team. He's a big reason why everyone in a good mood every day. He's a great man. He's really kept a great environment for every single teammate this year.
Yeah. All right. Are you related to Connor Mays or no?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Is that your brother or cousin?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's my brother.
That's what I thought. I told somebody that. Like, I was like, yeah, the guy, the baseball player. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
All right, Case Mays on the phone, Lake Travis, lacrosse number 17 goalie. Okay, now can you break down to the people how is the division set up? Because it's not your traditional 26-6A. Kind of like break it down for the folks who don't know a lot about lacrosse, the district makeup.
So it really works in four or five districts, I believe. We got North District, which is Dallas, Central District, which is Austin, and then South District, which is Houston. And so it really just all depends on your school's, how many students go to that school, your depth on the team, and school level and or skill level on the team. And so it goes by A, B, C, and D, and so we're in the higher A division. And so this year, due to COVID, there was two brackets for the state championship. So we were in the higher bracket. Luckily, we were ranked number 7 in the state. And then there's a lower bracket for AA for the state championship. that's going this weekend, so semifinals in the championship game, and we just got knocked out on Saturday to a powerhouse team, Dallas Jesuit.
Yeah, that was a close game. All right, well, Case, I appreciate you, man, coming on and talking lacrosse. I think it definitely was more popular this year, and we're going to continue to cover it more as we go forward. But I appreciate you, 17, for coming on the show and repping LT. What are your plans when you walk the stage? Where are you going to school, or what you got planned?
I'm going to A&M next year. Sorry for my brother. He went to UT, but I'm going to be an Aggie. Very happy about it. But thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, they had the Williamson County Aggie coaches meet today, I believe, because my man Austin Novosad went to that stuff. So, man, I got love for the Aggies. This is a Longhorn station, but that's all good, Case. I support y'all, man. Giggle. All right, Case Mays, appreciate you. Thank you, fam. All right, Flex ATX, got to rep some lacrosse there. Lake Travis Cavaliers, Case Mays, number 17, is a goalie for the team. Like I said, an up-and-down season for LT. I'll bring in my man Trevor Hines, who's chilling in the studio. What's up, Trev? He's like, no, don't talk to me. He can't even hear me. He's in the studio. He just got back from the Horn live remote for RBKD at the Round Rock Express, correct? Yep, I think that works. Hold on. It might not. Hold on. I'm by myself, Trevor. Can you tell?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Man, I'm an idiot. Does that work? Yes, there we go.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, yep.
Yes! You see what Zach left me here by myself?
Did he leave you here?
No, he didn't. Well, actually, you know what? He got his second COVID shot.
Oh, congrats to him.
And it's feeling. Yeah, from a person who, I'm not anti-vax, but I hadn't gotten a shot yet, but he's not feeling well, so here I am hosting the show by myself. So.
Now you got me.
Good, thank God. Huh. Now I feel like I can breathe. Dude, I've been answering the phones. I've been playing clips.
The whole nine?
This is not easy, by the way. Okay, now I'm checking. Yeah, it's okay. Adjust the mic. This is live radio, by the way. It wouldn't happen like this. Okay, so how did it go down at the Round Rock Express thing?
It was good. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a beautiful day to be out there, and it seemed like everybody was pretty excited to be, you know, starting up opening day baseball going. So I was going around asking a bunch of people what they thought. You know, opening day, it's been a year. Everybody's kind of getting back into the swing of things, getting vaccinated. Shout out, Zach. So, you know, it was good vibes all around. You know, there was the unfortunate news.
Yes, with Jake.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so we were definitely caught off guard with that, and we wanted to make sure that we were covering correctly.
Yeah.
Putting out the right information. So
I got a text immediately from Chad, and they were like, "Oh, man, Lisa, like, just, you know, tread careful." I'm like,
right,
"Of course,
yeah.
of course." And I will like break down why I felt Jake Ehlinger was special on the football field. I mean, aside from any kind of news story happening, I'm more about celebrating the life of Jake Ehlinger,
absolutely,
and everything. So
yeah, if there's one thing I realized. Is that, you know, you got to hold your family close, tell them you love them, and, you know, call that person that you haven't talked to in a little bit that you keep saying you're gonna get in touch with, because you never know, you know?
Yeah.
Life's quick.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I guess I'll revert back to talking about the Westwood SQT. Now, me and Trevor, we're talking about trying to make this a big deal. We might not get to because it might be a little short notice, but just continue on with the Westwood SQT teams. I talked about Rouse, Cedar Ridge, Del Valle, and College Station being in there. And Rouse and Cedar Ridge, I didn't really get a lot of time to talk about. With Rouse, I just got back from their spring camp earlier this week. It will be Mason Shorb, but once again, a quarterback. This time last year, Shorb was still battling for a quarterback position. And then after he made that outstanding run last year, he's number one quarterback without a doubt. So we'll get to see him throw a lot. I'm not really sure if Jalen Becerra is going to be able to play, but we will see their plethora of talent, including E.J. Moore, who is improving as a receiving back. And I love Summer Sevens because you just really the skill players are put on shine. Cedar Ridge Raiders, they have a lot of questions to be answered. I'm not really sure if Tilson Gregory will be able to play in this tournament, so I'm interested to see who's going to be playing quarterback for them. But Cedar Ridge should be making some noise. Other teams in the Westwood SQT, tentative, by the way, this list is not official, but it's as close to official as it's going to get. The next four teams, McNeil, Anderson, Hutto, and Bowie. Quickly, when you talk about the Bowie Bulldogs, Diego Tello, who's now starting to get some college looks, East Central recently offering him. And then you bring back wide receivers like Anthony Simmons, who's playing baseball right now. I believe Bowie's leading Westwood still 5-3 right now. Cash Peters, amongst others, Bowie traditionally does well in state sevens. They normally go to College Station. The last year, non-COVID year that we did have, they didn't make it. So we'll see if they can get back on the slide. Hutto, always outstanding, exciting. This is their second year in 6A football. 25-6A last year. I think for Hutto to not make the playoffs is really just odd, and that's something that happened last year. Coach LaPlante, tons of skill talent coming back. Of course, it starts with Grayson Doggett. And what's great for Hutto is that they already have the incumbent quarterback named and ready. Doggett, a senior going into this year. And you got Will Hammonds, who acquitted himself well playing as a true freshman last year, coming back for his sophomore year. I expect to see both of them getting snaps at quarterback over the summer. Again, you got players like Jay Lambert, L.J. Martin, etc. for Hutto. They should be fun to watch. The Anderson Trojans, Fred Dale, year three for him. One thing for Fred is he's not going to have to worry about a young line in front of him. I think that really kind of impeded his progress and development last year as a sophomore, having five brand new starters on the offensive line in a district like 11-5A where they're bull rushing you every time, every game. Didn't have time to look, think, breathe. It's going to have it slow down with summer sevens. I think we're going to see the next level of Fred Dale ahead, and that's going to start with summer sevens as he's going to be competing on May 15th. Lastly, in that pool, and again, these aren't the official pools, I'm just talking about the teams four at a time, the McNeil Mavericks. We heard from Coach Hermes earlier, Luke Hutchinson, not quite ready to play. Jackson Collins, class of 22, will be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. And I'm telling you, McNeil has a slew of skill players that should make things interesting. Lastly, the final four teams to be mentioned of the 16 tentative teams for Westwood SQT State 707 State Qualifying Tournament is happening May 15th. Round Rock, Hendrickson, Vista Ridge, and Layman. You talk about Round Rock, Seth Ford is now gone. He's been a three-year starter. Who do you have pop up as quarterback one? We'll see. Hendrickson Hawks, another team with a ton of turnover. Vista Ridge, probably we know more about them. They probably have the most coming back. I would say, besides the Hutto Hippos, you slot in Vista Ridge. Now, you aren't bringing back Kyle Brown. He won't be there. It will be Dez Thomas, the transfer from Pflugerville, who will get quarterback one stripes. Jack Potlack, who was getting the backup snaps at quarterback behind Kyle Brown last year. They have moved him to receiver. This guy's going to make an immediate impact. You got Wyatt Gates at 6'3" and above on one side, and Potlick, which is pushing 6'4". You're going to have two huge targets on the outside. It's going to be a ton of fun to watch them mossing people during the SQTs coming up on May 15th. Layman, don't know a ton about. We'll know more after the tournament. What we'll do is take a break here and be back. It's a Flex. All right, Flex ATX, Snoop Daniel, Trevor Hines. Time is 8:24, May 6, 2021, live, no Memorex, RIP to Jake Ellinger. All right, let's go to the Vaquero Hotline. This young man only played a handful of games his sophomore year, but his performance was so exemplary that we named him a super sophomore. We know this guy is a breakout player. Drayton Dickman on the phone right now. Drayton, we appreciate you for joining the show. Thank you, fam.
Yo, what's up, Snoop?
Hey. Hey, okay, then. So let's flash back at your first varsity touchdown. You're playing Coppers Cove. Take us to there. What do you remember from that night?
I just remember getting the play call, knowing what I was doing, knowing I was probably going to score or going to score. I hit the route, pushed him off me, got him off me, hit that, caught it. Next thing I knew, I'm throwing it to the ref.
See,
celebrating with my guys.
This is why I like Drayton. He oozes confidence, and that's why while we knew this guy's gonna be a beast, but fast forward, let's talk about the end of the season. You're watching Georgetown play Dripping Springs, that bi-district game. How do you feel that your team how they progressed over from the beginning of the year to that point?
We progressed a ton. Like, the brotherhood between, like, being around all those seniors that we had, it really, like, it upped the experience for me. I would say, it made me a better player and a better teammate. Obviously, because it was sad to see him go. But I mean, I don't know. It was good to be around those guys, honestly.
Drayton Dickman, receiver for the Georgetown Eagles. Now, Drayton, new year. I know y'all could actually have an actual football camp. I know it's weird. Like, Coach Griffin was like, I think these guys forgot how to line up because they haven't had spring camp in a couple of years. But what has it been like for you?
It's been good because freshman year, you know, before COVID, we were supposed to have spring ball, and then COVID ruined it. And I kind of missed out on that first experience. But this year, it's fun being around all the other guys. It's fun competing, fun talking trash, you know. It's having fun, you know.
Yeah. Now, can you talk about the other receivers besides yourself? And then, like I said, you averaged over 13 yards a catch in the few handful of games that you had as a sophomore. But and you're right. Like, as far as seniors, you talk about Coco and Fivian and all the seniors. I mean, and even Nate Denny to an extent, because he was catching balls out the backfield as well. Can you kind of talk about some of the new blood that, you know, just because y'all were so deep, they didn't get a chance to shine last year, but you got a chance this year?
For sure, my guy Marquise Dominguez, he's on the other side of me on the wideout. He's a guy to look out for. Really, he's really good.
What year is he?
Go up and get it. He's in my class.
Okay, 23. Okay, I'm writing this down. Go ahead, please.
So yeah, Marquise, he's my guy. Okay. I mean, he'll go up and get it. He plays basketball.
Oh, he a hooper too.
From you, yeah, he a hooper.
Yeah. And, so he'll be like Cade Laughlin or something. I got so many seniors that y'all are replacing. Who else at receiver y'all got there, Drayden?
Trying to say, we got a slot, Hayden Deering. He's a really good all-around good receiver. He's a good guy. He's a quick route runner. He'll catch the ball every time. You don't got to worry about him dropping the ball. And then, obviously, Devin will be catching balls out of the backfield.
Yes. Tell us about Devin, bro, because I've said, like, physically, I felt last year he probably could have had 1,000 yards, but I don't think anybody was expecting for Nate Denny to show up and do what he did. And I think really that it almost like changed everything that Georgetown did, because I don't think that y'all were planning to have this guy who would get so many touches, and whenever he touched the ball, he'd take it to the house every time. So
yeah.
Tell us about Devin.
I mean, Devin, you don't want to get in front of him. I mean, honestly, if I'm a corner, I would not want to be the one in an open field tackling him, because he's not even going to worry about juking you. He's just going to come straight for your head, honestly.
Yeah, I was saying, like, physically, he looks like a defensive line, like a skinnier defensive lineman.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He could definitely be defensive lineman if he wanted to.
Oh, all right. Let's give Coach Griffin some X plays. All right, Drayton Dickman on the phone, Georgetown Eagles. Now, I see that y'all aren't going to be in the Westwood SQT, but do you foresee y'all being in other state qualifying tournaments this year? We would love to see y'all in College Station.
Oh, yes, for sure. I think we're going down to Corpus, the Corpus one.
Okay.
I think the 12th, June 12th.
June 12th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And I know, and in Georgetown, they always do weird things like qualifying like a San Antonio SQT. They've always done that. I was like, what? But whatever, just get in. I don't care. Can you talk about your quarterback? Now, it's been a while since Darson Herman stepped on the scene, and I really feel like they've almost like held him back a little bit on passing, because the rushing has been so, I guess, you know, it's less opportunity for turnover. But do you think this is the year they kind of let him loose?
No, for sure. Because like, you know, last year we had the Edie, Denny, and Rod, and Devin. We'd run like the three running back trio. And it just kind of held back the passing last year. But I think this year, it's going to be a lot more airing it out this year, for sure. Especially with our receivers and a senior quarterback, for sure. Darson, you know, air it out.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, Drayton, I just wanted to get you on real quick. Congratulate you on what you have done and what I've seen from you in the offseason, bro. I know that there's a beast mode season coming, all district for you. I really feel that way. And before we let you go, do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out, God. Shout-out, my parents. Shout-out, Georgetown football, all my guys over there.
All right, EFND, Drayton Dickman, look out for him, class of 23, beast mode season on the way. Drayton, I appreciate you, fam. Thank you.
I appreciate you for having me, Snoop.
That's what's up.
Good night.
You too. It's a flex, Trevor.
That was nice.
He looked.
You're a professional. I got to give you that.
I'm not a professional. No, no. And Drayton, he's a professional. Dude, he's Drayton, so cocky.
He's been in this moment. He's built for it. He That's said, right. I didn't celebrate. I just threw the ball to the ref, and I said, all right, on to the next one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I feel like because he's so fast, they can throw him screen passes. If he gets a block and hits the seam, 80 yards, 60 yep. yards. Mm-hmm. So I'm really expecting a big breakout season for him, and we're glad to have him on. All right, Flex ATX. I guess let me do – okay, so did I do all the teams for Westwood SQT? Okay, I'll run these down one last time, and then I'll hang up the book because I think me and Zach will talk more about it deeper next week because by next Thursday, it'll be 4 days till before the tournament. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you're going to go, bring water. I would almost suggest wearing a dry-fit long-sleeve shirt if you aren't going to put on a ton of sunscreen because you're going to get – your body's going to go through all kinds of –
It's going
torture.
To be hot.
Hot on the turf.
Yep.
It's definitely 100 degrees out there, and there ain't a lot of trees out there at Westwood. None to hide under. So that's why, man, I'm going to steal the horn tent. We're going to have it.
We'll have it.
Okay, so here are the teams real quick. Westwood. Okay, tentative teams. Westwood, Lake Travis, Westlake, Austin High, Rouse, Cedar Ridge, Del Valle, College Station, McNeil, Anderson, Hutto, Bowie, Round Rock, Hendrickson, Vista Ridge, Layman. Westwood SQT, May 15th, is lit. Two of the teams that are going to College Station.
I hope the people that are listening are saying, sheesh, right now.
Sheesh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord. I remember. Okay, so I'm covering all these softball games. And they are the crunkest ones, dude. Mm-hmm. They are the biggest sheeshers.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh! People striking out. Sheesh! People stealing bases.
Yeah,
sheesh!
My experience with softball at UT, man, they love to get into the game.
Yes.
And they always have great personalities.
Great chants. Great trolling songs.
Yep.
To be making fun of people. So in baseball, they'll get on you if you're making like noise and chanting while a pitcher's like, while he's wanting
a trash can or something.
Yeah. And they're like, chill out. But you can't do. But in softball, they don't care. The referees just let them do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why there's the difference because you're still pitching the ball like, I don't know, pretty nerve wracking. Mm-hmm. Softball has been fun to watch. And I tell you, on TikTok has been so educational for me because it you know I'm seeing all sides of how fans feel and people are a little bit more honest on TikTok than they are on other social medias. So you know, and anytime we post girl sports, it'll be some misogynistic comments,
some like, jealous people.
Yeah, you know, since they ain't getting the shine. And anyway, but ladies, we are still gonna do it big for you. Don't mind the haters. We're here to cover you. Nobody's going to cover y'all like
this. Use the haters as fuel.
Yeah. Fuel the fire.
Yeah.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. It's from the gospel of Metallica. Amen. Flex ATX. Quick break. We're done with the guest. So I'm going to play a couple of commercials. When we come back, I will talk more about the life of Jake Ellinger. You know, aside from the news stories, who was Jake Ellinger? Other than being Sam Ellinger's brother, because, you know, I know that the hats have gotten annoying. He was a great player in his own right. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Flex.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Texas attorneys. 512-691-1001. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on.
After such an extraordinary year, it's time to celebrate the most extraordinary member of the family. Mom, Diamonds Direct invites you to join us as we say cheers to the mothers in our lives. For this Mother's Day, we've put together an exceptional collection of affordable and meaningful gifts for any budget. Birthstone rings, stackable rings, eternity bands, pearls, elegant diamond pendants, and of course, stunning diamond earrings. So cheers to you, Mom, for being such an incredible partner, for learning to be a teacher in the past year, for keeping the family healthy and safe, for always putting everything else first. This year, more than ever, she deserves a gift that's anything but ordinary. And at Diamonds Direct, that's our specialty. Timeless gifts of jewelry that she can enjoy and cherish for decades to come. Why not surprise her with a bigger diamond for her ring? Come let the experts at Diamonds Direct help you find that remarkable gift that says, "Cheers, Mom," for all your remarkable efforts over the last year. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and you know, buying or selling a car is one of the largest financial decisions you'll make. So I'm excited to tell you about Edmunds and Edmunds.com. They've been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds can help. Matter of fact, at our house right now, my son, 20-year-old, looking into the new vehicle. My wife's even looking into something new. And it's incredible to go to Edmunds.com and see how in-depth the reviews are from their incredibly knowledgeable vehicle testing editors. It helps narrow down the overwhelming number of options out there. And if you already know what you want, Edmunds will turn you and give you access to the choices of nearby, new, and used cars in that make and model. Just so simple to use the different filters to broaden or narrow your search. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if the offer is fair. They have tools that help you build your budget, calculate financing, and even get free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. It is such a resource. The Edmunds editorial team drives over 300 new vehicles each year. They reviewed almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to the top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. Visit Edmunds.com, that's E-D-M-U-N-D-S.com, and get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
I'm terrible at running this board. All right. Flex ATX, Snoop Daniel. I was solo until Trevor Hines saved me to come through, save the day, give me somebody to talk to for a little bit. We will continue our conversation. He wants to talk pop culture. I want to know what. You come up with a topic, I'll respond, and then you can respond to my response.
Okay.
But what we'll do for in between innings or no? Hold on. Okay, yeah, let's hold off on that. By the way, Dripping Springs in Georgetown, Tigers are leading the Eagles 1-0.
Go Tigers.
That's where you're from.
Shout out to Tigers, the Dripping.
Drip, new drip.
Yep.
New drip. Shout out Ronnie Adair. I know he out there. You know, the softball team was so good this year, and they lost to Glenn, which was, I don't think anybody saw that coming. So, shout out to the Glenn Grizzlies for getting that dub over Dripping Springs. The boys are holding it down. The guy who's on the mound, Cameron O'Bannon.
Yep.
If you're a Texas baseball fan, he's going to be on the 40 acres pitching for David Pierce. He's a right-hander. He's held the Eagles scoreless.
He is athletic.
Yes. He was our first custom athletic apparel player of the week.
Yep.
That was a dope graphic.
That was a good
Trevor,
one.
That was so inspiring. I'm sure you inspired him at his playoff run. So, what we'll do, because I promise I play at least a little of this. SHN Sports, big shout out to our man Kelly Duvall, who is a Horn P1 listener. And that means this guy listens to the Horn religiously. Every day, all day, B&E mornings through RBKD. He might even be listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn and Flex ATX. But anyway, he's on the call right now. 1-0 to score. One out. Dripping Springs at bat with the lead. SHN Sports on the Horn. Well, oh, here we go. Yep, on the Horn. I'm stupid.
Throws to
it's live radio.
Payoff pitch here from Silva. Swing and a miss, and that'll be out number two for the Tigers here in the bottom of the fifth. And Silva records the strikeout. That'll be a walk with two outs.
All right, let me shut up because now I'm doing like play-by-play over the play-by-play guy. All right, Flex ATX.
Playception.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I'm ratioing the play-by-play. Anyway, I mean, I'm glad that you understood that, Trevor, because I bet you like 90% of the listening audience did not get that. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, Dripping Springs leading Georgetown 1-0. Heck of a game. Dripping Springs with one on.
And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Let's talk about Dripping Springs a little bit. You graduated now like 5 years ago.
2016.
It's five.
Yeah.
And really, you aren't, trust me. But really, just the rise of Dripping Springs athletics, what would you attribute it to?
Probably the fact that everybody's moving to Austin.
and you got a bunch of Cali kids coming, and Cali kids are always just so athletic for some weird reason. But, you know, I got to give Drip credit. You know, they've been building the program for quite a while now. And we were successful when I was in high school. You know, we were starting to build up. Coach Zimmerman was brand new to the program. Mm-hmm. They had, I think his name was McBride, McBride. Yep. And he kind of...
His son, Brady, now Texas State quarterback.
Yep. And so they kind of brought in the football culture where you kind of bring in everybody brand new, all the coaches that you want. And then Zimmerman has been building from there. But, you know, overall, I mean, Drip has had a really successful athletic program with their volleyball team.
Yes.
Always just making it to state.
Coach Kane. Kane.
Yeah.
K-A-N-E is good. Michael Kane.
The soccer, the girls' soccer, just one state.
Just one state. Coach P. Ryan, embarrassment of riches. The only thing with soccer is like, because I'm finding out, like, high schoolers, they'll stop playing high school and just play select.
Yeah, play club, because you're not allowed to, in some club teams, you're not allowed to play high school ball.
That's so stupid. Anyway, well, so I'm really hoping, and Dripping Springs has so many young players, including the state MVP, which she'll be on the show next week, Caroline Dill, got AP state MVP for 5A as a goalie, as a sophomore.
Oh, yeah.
All their major talent is either sophomores or freshmen. You got Riley Sisson and Talia Copeland, who are their forwards, sophomores. Just mentioned Caroline Dill, goalie, sophomore, and probably the most physically impressive, like just strong. Like she could probably play on the U.S. women's team right now.
What is it,
Hoffman? A freshman. No, God, what's her name? It's Kalsu, Delaney Kalsu, and why she, like, that name might sound familiar. Her older sister, Avery Kalsu.
Wow, I know their brother.
Statesman player of the year when she was a junior.
Bryce Kalsu.
Was he good too?
I ran track with him.
Really?
He went to Davidson to run track.
See,
they're an athletic family.
Yeah. And Delaney is like,
dang, I didn't know they had a third.
She's the beast.
Yeah.
Dude.
Those girls tear it up.
Bro. She's already like the tallest person on the team.
Yeah,
I mean, and the youngest. But like, Avery's not that tall. Maybe Bryce is. I don't know. I've never
Bryce
seen
Bryce is like 6'2".
Oh, okay. 6'3". That's pretty big. Okay. So, yeah. So, I think Lainey more takes after her brother. But she, dude, ain't nobody getting past her. And like I was saying, you know, like in soccer, like people credit the goalies, but you also have to credit the midfielders and the defenders because they keep the box out of the perimeter. So it's not even a lot of shots. But between Delaney and Caroline, I know I'm talking about girls high school soccer passionately right now, but I'm telling you, I mean, they didn't win state for nothing.
Oh no, they are going to be the state runner going.
I see no reason why they don't win three state championships in a row. But I don't want to jinx.
Don't put that whammy on them.
And then I'll stop after this because people are like, "Well, you girls soccer? What the hell?" Round Rock and Lake Travis 6A. I say are on a similar path as Dripping Springs, but in 6A, you know, it's just tougher because it's, you know, bigger schools and the amount of turnover and who you could get. Like Round Rock, their interesting story was all these girls academically attended Round Rock, but all of them played high select club. Well, the league they were in went bankrupt. And so they were forced to play high school. So they basically had a super team.
Yeah.
And they ran all the way to, like, they got beat by Vandegrift. And they were leading Vandegrift 2-0 at half. And I really thought they were on the way to advancing, but Vandegrift wound up winning 4-3. Caleb Pearson wound up going off on Lily Spencer and Ormond. Anyway, but yeah, between them and Lake Travis, Round Rock beat Lake Travis. It was 0-0 after the first regulation and after the first overtime, and then Round Rock wound up getting a score from another freshman, Kara Harris. So lots of young talent in soccer. I'm going to quit talking about girls soccer because probably like, what in the world? But we got some really good teams. And, you know, I even saw, you know, I kind of joked about it. BK tweeted it. Is Austin a soccer city? And we got Austin FC now. You see the amount of fandom is pretty rabid. Mm-hmm. You know, Austin really could low-key be just this Austin.
This is their first professional mecca. Team. You know, it's always been Longhorns. Mm-hmm. That was their team, and that's the college team. But now that they've got pro soccer coming in, yeah. Who knows? Maybe we are a soccer town now.
Dude, we could be. I'm telling you, like, with Flex, I would not, and I tell people this all the time, like, I said I was going to show soccer some attention, which I did.
Yep.
But I would not have continued the amount and the intensity because the soccer coverage just kept ramping up because of the response. Like, mm-hmm. if the people hadn't responded to the content as they did, I wouldn't have kept doing it. Right. And I'm really so glad that they did because it opened my mind to just a new wave.
Yep.
For Flex to, you know, to go hard in.
According to Bucky, we're not a basketball school.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Chris Beard, I'm sure, appreciates that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's still laughing at that one.
All right, Flex ATX, we got about 7 minutes or so. I wanted to talk real quick about our top story of the day and, you know, how I found out I was actually going to go cover Westlake football camp later today because they had their first scrimmage of the year. And so, you know, I've been doing camps like every morning and they start so early, like at 5 a.m. So I try to work, do the camp, do Craig Way and Jeff Howe with Light the Tower, take a nap, and then go on another thing, cover afternoon camp and night games. So I was about to go to the Westlake game and I woke up, I had like 100 texts and I couldn't believe what I was reading. I'm like, who? Jake? No. And, you know, and I texted Jolly immediately. I was like, wow, like, it wasn't even confirmed then, but that's how it happens at Flex. We have a lot of people who are close to other athletes, and I don't want to say Flex is like TMZ, but it's definitely a place where our community of kids go to find out.
Media source.
Yeah. But we
a respected.
Say, yeah. Even though non-traditional. Respected. I want to say, like, TMZ is respected, but it's not traditional. But people, they'll have news on anything before anybody else. So
yeah.
That's why I say Flex is a little bit like that in fan stand going back before then. But, yeah, Jake Ellinger passes away, the brother of former UT Longhorn and current Indianapolis Colts NFL draft pick quarterback Sam Ellinger. And, really, I just wanted to come on and because I know the things in the news, that's that. I'm focusing more on who Ellinger Jake was as a person and who he was on the football field. And really, as a sophomore, you know, watching his brother take the team to the state finals as a junior against North Shore, then wound up losing in overtime. But Jake being able to watch that as a sophomore, he finally got his shot to impact varsity as a junior. And all he did in his first game, I'll never forget it, College Station, came out 17 tackles his very first game. He never didn't start after that. Coach Tony Salazar said, Jake is going to make a name of his own. He went on to have 104 tackles in 2017. Turnovers galore, forced 4 turnovers. 4 sacks, and again, the big game against College Station to kind of put himself on the map. Next year, 2018, his senior season, over 100 tackles, over 70 solo stops, mm-hmm. but then he got involved with the offense during the playoffs, and that's something that a lot of football coaches like to do, basically to kind of throw the other team off. You put an athletic guy from the defensive side, whether it's a defensive lineman or a linebacker, just something to throw folks off, get them the ball to, you know, element a surprise. 2 touchdowns for Jake Ellinger his senior year, including a receiving touchdown against Clemens, and then a rushing touchdown in his final varsity game of his career, which also was the last playoff game that Westlake lost, and that was 35-30 to Westbrook in 2018, and we all know what they've done since. They've won 2 straight state titles. So Jake Ellinger, aside from being Sam Ellinger's little brother, he himself was a great player. Number 36, over 200 tackles on the season, over 150 solo tackles, 7 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, and again, a couple of touchdowns. Jake Ellinger, you know, gone but never forgotten. And that's really all I can say. I'll talk about him more when I'm on Fox 7 Austin tomorrow with Dave Frelich about 9:45. But regardless of the situations and circumstances surrounding it, the gist of it is this is a kid gone way too soon.
Yep, absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong, but he was a preferred walk-on to the UT
yes,
team, right?
Absolutely. I didn't even talk about that. Like, that's, you know, like, because I try not to, you know, marry him to his brother because he was his own man.
Absolutely. And being a walk-on myself, I know the whole process and what it takes and the effort that you have to put in. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you weren't recruited by that coach and you weren't brought on to be this star player. You kind of have to earn your spot and earn. You go through it. And so for him to be able to do that just shows the, you know, the character that you have to have and, you know, the perseverance that a person has to have to, you know, go each day to those 5 a.m. weight room sessions. Yeah. And the thought of, like, you know, I might not get to play, but there is that slight chance where I will get to suit up and I will get to take the field, and I'm going to take advantage of my opportunity. I'm going to make the most of it. So, you know, that's an extremely notable thing. And, you know,
absolutely.
It's real sad.
Yeah, Mason Ramirez, a former Round Rock area player, he kind of went the same route. He wound up at Kansas at first, but wound up eventually walking on to Texas and earning a scholarship. But he said his dream was to simply be on a kickoff team and make a tackle. Yep. And if he said if he had his name called one time, it would mean, yeah, his life mission there would be complete. So, you know, that was something that Jake was exploring doing on his own. And, you know, who knows what he could have done, you know, not under the shadow of his brother. Maybe, you know, he breaks out as a performance and now he's going to inspire the Westlake Chaparrals who have walked on there. Chad Wolf from Lake Travis, also a walk-on at Texas who just got playing time during the Orange-White game. And mm-hmm. then you talk about, from the same school, Westlake, when you talk about Michael Taft, the defensive back, and Zay Miners, the running back, who chose to skip going to other colleges to walk on at UT and try to make their dreams come true. So Jake Ellinger, really, like, aside from everything else, really, he's an inspirational story that really people haven't really talked much about. So it's just a shame that it comes out, you know, after he's, you know, gone from this world. So.
Right.
All right, well, that's the end of the show. My lungs literally hurt.
I'm impressed, man. You did it.
You
trolled the show. You went the whole entire time.
I can't believe it. And I'm a radio guy.
Maybe, like, you are a radio guy.
Well, I am a radio guy, but I'm a radio guy between records. I mean, even when I was hosting mornings, I had basically a music-intensive show. And mm-hmm. so maybe I would do, like, a two-minute report, which is a ton of time. You can say anything you have to say. If you can't say it in 2 minutes, then you shouldn't be talking anymore. But, like, you know, I just, you know, between records, 15 seconds, blah, 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 blah.
You probably got that down on point, too.
Oh, yeah. But now, like, to talk 15 minutes in a row, I'm like, and there are times I'm like, do I have anything else to say? And so anyway, it was a challenge. So I appreciate people that listened to this maybe painful broadcast. It was fun for me. Well, you know, Trevor, what we do at the end of every show before we go, we ask if you have any shout-outs. So do you have any shout-outs? Got to pick somebody to shout-out to.
I'm going
to
give a shout-out to my sister. She just bought a house in Missouri. She's going to be stationed there for a year. I might actually go up there for a work remotely for a little bit. But shout out to her.
Whoa.
Shout out, you know, to the Round Rock Express. They did a great job at managing their opening day. Shout out to the RBKD for a good show.
Yeah.
And shout out there for being able to whip up those tents and Comrex and all that and break it down with me.
Yeah.
So, those are my shout outs for the day.
Okay. You could work, but I'm telling you, like, we're holding on to you for as long as we can, Trevor. You're a true talent. And I wish we could just have you work for Flex, because I like the graphics that you do for custom athletic apparel for the student of the wheels.
You know,
so dope.
I love making those. I want to make more. It gets difficult trying to.
Yes.
Decide what time I'm going to be working for the Coke stuff, what time I'm going to be working for the horn stuff.
So
I agree.
You're like a cluster guy. So, you're doing work for all of them. Golly, what a headache. No, that's good, though. I mean, God bless you for God helping us, Lord. All right, who am I shouting out to? Yeah. I shout out to Trevor. I want to shout out to Zach Lucero, Feel Better Soon, fam. And rest in peace, Jake Ellinger, an outstanding athlete, outstanding person, gone too soon. Keep looking up. That's where it all is.
Mm-hmm.